So I decided that I'm going to have cocoa, peanut butter, and strawberry
inside.
But school is over for the day, but a few students at Petersburg's Racy Stedman Elementary haven't gone home.
What are you going to roll it in?
Roll it in cinnamon, sugar, and lemon.
Well, let's see what happens. All right.
That's second grader Thora Hess, youngest member of Petersburg's Battle of the Books team. Three of the four kids on the team are here today, crowded around a counter in the teacher's lounge. They're making mochi, a chewy Japanese rice cake. When they finish, they're going to eat the mochi while they take a statewide vote on next year's Battle of the Books reading list.
My fingers are stuck together.
Okay, really important. If you do this at home, do not wash this down the sink. Tell me why.
It's sticky.
And?
Oh, it'll clog the drain.
Yep.
That voice of reason is Debbie Tice, Battle of the Books coach and elementary librarian. She says the mochi making was inspired by one of this year's books.
In that book, Jasmine wants nothing more than to pound the mochi with the men. But one, she's a girl, and two, she's too young. And so she struggles all the way through the book, struggles. And so they do let her pound the mochi. She proves that she's strong enough. And in the end, they all make mochi together, and it's just this beautiful little lesson. And so in the back of the book, there is a recipe for mochi.
The book was one of 12 that the teammates read for the competition. The Battle of the Books is all about knowing the little details in a book that most people don't remember after a single read-through. So each teammate picked three books and became an absolute expert, sometimes reading each book more than a dozen times. The group worked together for nearly 6 months to get the details straight. Tice says the teammates really connected with each other over the books and started to learn to listen to each other and trust each other.
As young people, we learn to trust each other, to trust ourselves, and to also be very graceful with others when they aren't perfect, and giving ourselves grace when we don't have it exactly. So there's so much in it. It's not just reading a book and knowing the answers.
Battle of the Books has been around in different forms since the 1940s. In the early 80s, a school librarian introduced the competition in Alaska as a way to get kids excited about reading. Tice says that excitement can help kids really immerse themselves in a character's world.
Through reading, we can experience things without having to experience them ourselves. And I think that just builds so much empathy.
The team tied for 17th place out of 33 teams in Alaska. Tice says that's pretty impressive since this was the first Battle of the Books competition for all four team members. She says that she checked in with the kids early on, making sure they were up for the level of competitiveness.
I said, okay, listen, this is our first try. This is your first time at this. What if we get into the state competition and we don't answer anything right? And one of them said, that's okay, we're just learning. That's okay, this is about the experience. And they all agreed. And that was beautiful to me, that they were willing to put themselves out there and willing to take a risk, not knowing what the results would be.
It's going to be the fourth minute.
Yes.
Back at the teacher's lounge, the kids are finishing up their mochi making.
Get some paper towels wet, and I want you to wipe that table down for us, please.
The table is filled with different flavors of mochi, cut into bite-sized pieces. Thora Hess surveys all the different batches.
Yeah, everything looks tasty, but it's in the flavor. You can't rely on looks.
The texture creates some interesting associations.
No, it's like grainy, almost like a cat's tongue, but softer.
How do you know what a cat's tongue feels like?
I felt Poncho's tongue. With my fingers.
Tice and the team settle in, plates full. Now they just have to vote on next year's books. Tice reads a synopsis of each book and has the kids rank them on a scale of 1 to 5, 5 being the books they're most excited about.
Sarah is facing years in the juvenile detention system for hacking into the foster care computer system. But then she gets a second chance when a mysterious man offers her a chance to join a group of M16 affiliated spies.
Oh, yeah. I'd give that a 1,000.
It's like a 300-page book.
In Petersburg, I'm Hannah Flohr.